97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and I can name off some of my favorite movies, and she's been in all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Greer is on the phone. Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to backtrack just for a couple seconds. 27 okay. Dresses, 13 going on 30, The Wedding Planner, Love Happens, damn, 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 damn. Just dropping bombs. Bombs all over the yeah. place.
I know. You must love romantic comedy.
Wow. Does that...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you totally did. I think you're questioning my sexuality already.
No, I'm not. You just must have awesome girls that you like to take to awesome movies.
Well, obviously. I mean, hello. If it's a movie with Judy Greer, you know you're going to have some quality entertainment.
Thank you so much.
So, Judy, number one, good morning.
Good morning.
Where am I catching you today?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
All right. Well, thank you very much for getting up early for us. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
So talk about, you're in the new Marmaduke movie.
I am, yeah.
I have, well, here's the thing. I got two kids.
Oh, good. Okay,
I have two kids. I have one who is 10 and one who is 7. And they are pining to go. Once we saw the previews for this, it was on like Donkey Kong for this movie.
Oh, good. That's perfect. Good.
So, I mean, everyone knows the strip of it, the comic strip of Marmaduke and like the books. Talk about the adaptation, how it went from that into the movie.
You know, they just, because the comic strip, the ones that I've been familiar with have always just been like one little sketch, you know, like
right.
one funny sketch. So they really had to just totally start from scratch. And one story I was told by our awesome director, Tom Dye, was that one of the executives at Fox like found a picture of a 3-year-old girl walking a Great Dane, and that was sort of the inspiration for the whole story. And so they kind of like wrote this script around that idea, and then around the idea of those tiny little Mini Coopers and Marmaduke's head. I think there's even a story where like Tom drove a Great Dane in a Mini Cooper to show some of the Fox executives too, like how funny that would be. And then they just pieced it together and had different ideas of what would be fun to watch a dog do and say, and if dogs could talk, what would they say? And yeah, so it kind of came out of that. But something that's really cool that I got in the mail recently is the creator of Marmaduke, the comic strip, made me my very own Marmaduke comic.
Oh, really?
With my name in it and my picture and everything, and it's really cool. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. We're talking to Judy Greer. Marmaduke is in theaters now. Now, you are actually in the movie. But it has
that's
the voices,
the
right? Your person, your hottie totty little self is in the movie. but the voices of Owen Wilson and George Lopez and Fergie are in there as well. Now, what is it, a completely CGI thing, or were there actual dogs and then they just CGI'd the lips moving? How did that work?
Oh no, we had dogs everywhere. I think there was something like 150 dogs. We shot in Vancouver, and there was a whole studio next to the studio where our house sets were built.
Okay.
It was all dogs. They, like, turned it into this beautiful, like, dog park. And then there was this, they rented out, I believe, like, a small hotel complex where they kept all the dogs, and they built all these kennels. And then they went in after the movie was cut together and probably close to after picture was locked and did all the mouths with the computer.
So the... Number one, I would imagine that there was a lot of Febreze on set.
There was a lot of like that miracle stuff that you, yeah.
A lot of Febreze, a lot of pooper scoopers. And,
yeah, I didn't walk around barefoot anywhere, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something you do, especially because that always happens when you're walking your dog like first thing in the morning before you've actually woken up.
Yes.
That's the worst thing in the world. You're walking, all of a sudden you get the squishy between your toes, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, or like you're just like so late and you're dressed up, and you like, for me, I have an audition and I'll be like running out of the house, and then I'll like, oh, I have to grab that paper off the lawn so the sprinkler doesn't get it, and bam.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Judy Greer. That's right. Judy Greer, Marmaduke is in theaters now. Now talk to me about Glenn Martin DDS.
It's like one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. I think that the scripts that we get are the funniest I've read. And we record together as a cast as often as we can when we're all in town together, because everyone has such busy schedules, obviously. But it's so fun to do. Like, all of us just, like, sitting around reading these hilarious scripts. I mean, like, and Kevin Nealon and Catherine O'Hara, as you already know, are comic geniuses.
Yeah.
And there's, like, so much laughing and laughs for just the point of tears. It's so fun. I think it's really funny, and I think it's really, like, you know, it's sort of morphed into this more adult type of show. I mean, I think that we hide a lot of the, like, maybe naughty things so that the kids don't even know that they're watching them.
Right.
Maybe that's a bad thing to say on the radio.
No, you're fine.
But you know what I mean? Like, no. I don't think that we're offending anyone. I think some things kids just don't understand. But
no,
the
Judy,
adults are like, are you kidding?
Judy, if you can get away with insulting my sexuality 3 seconds in about me liking romantic comedies, we're fine on this whole Glenn Martin thing.
No,
it's all good. It's Judy Greer. Marmaduke is in theaters now. Glenn Martin, DDS, is on Nick. I have not seen Glenn Martin. It hasn't hit my radar. It has now. What is the premise of the movie? It's on Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah, it's Nick at Night. I believe it's on at 10:30.
Okay.
But everyone should check, because I don't know. I mean, well, anyway, you know how it is.
Yeah.
The TV stations. But the premise is basically that this guy buys a mobile home, and he's a dentist, Glenn Martin, DDS. He buys a mobile home that doubles as a dentist's office. So he takes his family on a just basically they become nomads. They drive around the country in this mobile home, and I believe they also go to Canada sometimes too. And then he does dentistry work on people in the communities where they stop in, and then they get to see the whole country and learn and meet people. And obviously, hijinks ensue.
Obviously. It's Judy Greer, Marmaduke in theaters now. Glenn Martin, DDS on Nick at Night. Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend. I am not married.
Okay. Any chance for a chubby DJ from New York to kind of slide in there?
And you come with two kids? Sure.
Yes, I will come with my kids. They are very well-behaved. They are very cute.
Awesome. I've never been to Syracuse, so that would be fun for me.
Well, absolutely. Road trip?
Okay.
Absolutely. And what'll happen is I'll have you babysit while I go out drinking with the boys. Is that okay?
Oh, that sounds like a great life for me.
Yes!
Yeah. Where do
yes.
I sign up?
Judy, I know you got to go. One thing we do with all you celebrities, it's called the Quick Six. 6 questions, 60 seconds.
Okay.
Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. If you weren't an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
Mail carrier.
Favorite toy as a child?
My blankie.
What color?
Blue.
You're at the bar. What is your favorite drink of choice?
Either a Guinness or a martini.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, shoot. Home by Edward Sharp, and I think it's the Zap Kings, but oh no, that's, yeah, Edward Sharp. And the Magnetic Zeros, that's it, Home.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Arms.
Favorite toy as an adult?
No comment.
Judy Greer, Marmaduke is in theaters now. Glenn Martin, DDS, Nick at Night. Are you online at all? Or Facebook, Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm going to Facebook you and tweet you and all that stuff, and then we'll hook up this babysitting thing, all right?
All right, that sounds great.
Awesome. Judy Greer, everybody, thank you so much for the time. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.